We wanted to give an opportunity for them to share, for all of us to share about this experience personally. Okay. Where should we begin? Who would like to start it? It's always the problem.
Start with the old one.
What?
I really, 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 really. Okay. I like the worship because it made me think about what I've been through and made me understand that I wasn't the only person that has gone through a lot of things, and I didn't feel alone. And when we had the anointing, for some reason I started crying, and I felt like a big load was lifted off my shoulders, and I was, wow. we went hiking up at Rockies. I didn't like the weather. That ruined my hair. That made me very mad. They were there. So, yeah, it was lots of fun. Tessa.
All right. I really liked the worship as well. I just felt like the speakers they chose were very youth-oriented, and they knew what to say to really get to us and make us pay attention. And I don't know, I like the small groups too. I'm usually not a small group person. I don't really like them when I go to roundtable and stuff, but the NYC small groups were really nice. Like let me feel comfortable, and they had me meet new people, and it got the job done well.
I have to agree with both of them. I also liked the worships. They were very, like, together, and it was very interactive with the kids and the adults and people on stage. Everyone worked together. It was also really cool when they had the dancers. They brought the dancers out and the acting and even the choir, and just how everything fell together sort of like at last minute when they only had that hour or so to practice in the day for the drama thing when they got there. So everything was just really cool.
Let's see. I think probably the coolest thing about NYC was to just see all those brethren from all over the country and from even out of the country come together. I mean, I've been to district retreats before, but that's just been, you know, Maryland and Delaware. And I've been to work camps, but I haven't ever met that many people that have, like, the same belief as me. And to just see all those people come together, people I've met at retreats and camps before, and so many people I haven't. And to just get to know people, like, in worship, to see everybody, it was just, like, breathtaking. And I really like the small groups too, because it broke down like all those people and really got you to be forced to meet new people, because you really didn't know anybody in your small group. If you did, you knew maybe one person that you had met at a work camp or anything like that. But to get to know other people from all around the country, it was an experience you'll never get anywhere else.
My favorite theme was the brokenness theme on Monday. And before the worship for that day, our small group leader asked us, what does brokenness mean to you? And, like, do you see it as a positive thing or as a negative thing? And most of the people in my group said it sounded negative, because it sounded like they were lonely and just crushed, kind of. But then after the worship, I saw, like, a transformation, kind of, from all the negative brokenness to all the positive brokenness. And one point that the speaker made was that grapes need to be crushed in order to become wine or juice or whatever, and grain needs to be crushed or broken down in order to become bread. So it showed that people can be broken down in order to become something better also. So that was something that I thought was really cool, and something that I definitely got out of it. And I agree with Lydia about the hiking. I went on the difficult hike, and when we first got off the bus, it was raining. And I was like, okay, that's all right, that's all right. Within minutes, it was hailing on us. It was awful, because it hurt, and it was cold. And we were all wearing, like, short sleeves and shorts, because they told us it was going to be hot, and it was freezing. It was so awful, but it was worth it once we got to the top of the mountain, and the view is beautiful. But it was still storming, so we could see, like, lightning. And as soon as me and the people I was with, as soon as we got to the top, they were like, everybody's got to turn back now. Go back to the buses. And we're like, we just hiked an hour and a half to get here. So, but it was definitely worth it.
I would say my favorite thing of NYC was just watching all the youth and just seeing how everybody kind of, they came in the first night all nervous and kind of stuck like glue to each other and those that they felt comfortable with. And just watching as the week opened up, the extra kids that kind of joined around in the group and just watching everything kind of unfold. As mom, it was interesting because I had to keep my distance and yet stay close as a, you know, adult supervisor. So that was really fun. It was just neat to watch them all grow and watch the faces and sit around. And we all cried, even the grown-ups. It was pretty awesome.
The small groups definitely were intense. Mine, I really felt like I ended up connecting with a lot of them, and I'm keeping in touch with a few on, like, Facebook and stuff. It's just, like, it brought together so many people that you didn't know, and you talked about God. You talked about, like, where you're coming from in life, and I don't know. I really enjoyed, like, that part of the day. Also, I really enjoyed the worships. They did have speakers that really spoke to us, and I appreciated that a lot. Brokenness really also got to me. Like, you guys might have seen on the video all the themes, but it was belong, identity, brokenness, grace, love, and joy. And the speakers really called me out. Like, I felt like they were talking to me personally and, like, telling me what I was doing wrong in my life. And I was like, dang, like, they're totally relating to me right now. Like, so I just feel like when, like, brokenness, for example, they kind of just showed me, like, what was wrong with myself and what I can, like, not completely fix, but what I can work on to make more beautiful and, like, so. About it.
I definitely have a lot of favorite parts about NYC, but one thing, definitely the small groups. I always love meeting new people and talking about God, and it's just awesome to be able to do that. And also another thing that stuck out during the week is Ken Miedema. I thought he was really inspirational with his music. He listened to our sermon, then in 5 minutes wrote up a beautiful song that went with the sermon, and I thought that and the words really spoke to me. And yeah, and then also the glow stick service, as you saw in the video, I thought that was just the most awesome thing, with everyone holding up their glow sticks and talking about God's or our light shining through the darkness.
I really liked the AMAT commercials that they had in there. They were pretty funny.
And who is AMAC?
Alexander Mack. Yeah.
And who is Alexander Mack?
The founder of the Brethren Church.
Okay. Just in case you didn't catch that, okay.
And they made a superhero named Brethren Boy, which you might have seen. He had the cape and all that. What I enjoyed was Ken Miedema. He, during one of his concerts, he had people just come up and start telling him a story, and he would write a story. He would write a song about that story in like 10 seconds, and it would be a great song. I mean, that was pretty cool.
Our group had two others sort of attached to it. Now remember, we were traveling in three different ways, and so we reconnected when we got there. But the group that was in the van had a young fellow by the name of Jeremy from the Dundalk Church, and it was interesting. Yes, I knew Jeremy way back when he first went to camp, and was a ADHD kid. High energy, and but you know, kind of the wonderful thing is, not that whole trip we didn't kill each other, you know. So I mean, and actually we enjoyed, I think we had a good time. going. What? We did not get arrested either. Yes, yes. Okay. And there was another fellow who joined us. His name was, what was his name?
Dominic Crago.
Dominic Crago. Okay. We stayed with this retired couple whom I had met in Nigeria, and I had encountered at annual conference, and they said, "You're coming? Why don't you stay with us?" And so we stayed with them two nights on the way, and their grandson ended up joining us. And instead of going with the Western Plains group that he was sleeping in their dorm, he kind of stuck close to our group, closer than I was realizing. You can ask me later about that. Okay. My experience was colored very much by my leg. Couldn't get around as much, but it was a different way of viewing NYC. Things I really enjoyed the small group like they all did, but I enjoyed having Jeannie co-lead it with me. In fact, one of my favorite parts of it was, of the whole experience, was working with Jeannie. I think we worked very well together. I don't think we argued once. And we were pretty much approaching things from the same page. So that was good. And, you know, I learned a lot of things about you all, especially those of you who were in the van. There is more than meets the eye to you. And I have, as you may have heard, I have a new nickname for this person. She is Wild Woman. Okay? She is not quiet. Okay? Do not be misled. Okay. Okay. Please ask questions of the youth later on. Get them talking, okay? You got a whole year to hear more about this from them.